Hello, and welcome to the From Arthur's Seat podcast, your bi-weekly chat with some of the authors behind Volume 10. I'm your host, Sophia Holm, and today I will be talking to Hannah Salinas.
Hello, thank you so much for having me, Sophia.
Of course, thank you for coming in. First things first, let's get a little bit of your background, what track you're on in the creative writing program, and just a bit about you.
Yeah, so I'm studying prose and primarily focused on longer form fiction. I'm kind of found, I think, my niche in horror for the moment, so really enjoying that. And before this, I was actually a corporate paralegal for 5 years. I worked at McDonald's, their home office in Chicago, and I was just kind of vibing and, you know, realized that I wanted to do something a little different with my life. And I've always really enjoyed writing, but never really gave myself the space to try to do it full time or see if I could, you know, be a published author. So when the opportunity to apply for this program came around, I kind of just took it.
And what are your motivations kind of as a writer? What kind of themes and interests do you have in the creative sphere?
I think I'm a very character-driven person, so even though I write stuff that is, you know, kind of gross and horror, but most of my inspiration comes from, you know, just how complicated human relationships are, and dialogue is really, I think, I love a good, you know, dialogue-heavy piece. So a lot of times, you know, I'll start a scene or something with a snippet of conversation I imagine between two characters. And I draw a lot of inspiration from, you know, movies and TV. You know, when I'm working on something, I often will either read or watch or, you know, listen to things that are kind of similar themes thematically to kind of just, like, get me in that headspace. But I just really, I kind of just, like, go with wherever, I guess, the inspiration takes me for the moment.
Inspiration took you to a very different spot than what I'm used to reading with this piece. Although I guess not, because we did, for the uninitiated, Hannah is in my workshop, and I've had the absolute pleasure of reading a lot of her writing. And we've looked at this piece before. So how about you give me a little bit of background just on this one?
So it's called Nothing Matters, and it's kind of just like a very short snippet of this person. It's told from the second person POV. And they arrive to dinner at their sister's apartment, and they step into the middle of this very, like, heated conversation between their sister and her roommate. And it kind of, honestly, that, I started that just because I got one piece of dialogue, like, in my brain. I remember I was washing dishes, and I was like, oh, that would be an interesting thing to build a scene around. And so I kind of just wanted to experiment writing in second person, and this scene of, you know, these two people fighting over something that's, you know, pretty serious, kind of, like, dark thematically, but told from an outsider point of view, because I wanted to capture that moment between these two characters, Maggie and Colette, to really explore, you know, the complications that can arise in relationships from something that, you know, is kind of problematic. But then I also wanted to tell it from that outside perspective to kind of capture that, you know, horrific moment of, oh my God, I have to, you know, against my will, kind of being present for maybe a conversation that I'm not part of otherwise. That's kind of, you know, that really uncomfortable moment. Have a good time, Maggie called, and you flinched at the biting tone. Her words were followed with silence from the hallway, and you held your breath. What the fuck is your problem? Colette asked. She'd barged back into the kitchen, newly donned heels clicking against the floor, coat half on and purse clutched in her hand. Your heart raced, palms became clammy. What's my problem? Maggie bit back. I don't have a problem, Colette. Just don't come knocking on my door tonight when you want someone to hold you after it's over. Oh, fuck off, you hypocrite, Colette spat, teeth bared. You wanted to say something, to make them stop, but you doubted either woman even remembered you were there. They only had eyes for each other. Hypocrite? Maggie asked, standing from her seat. You're judging me now, but you didn't give a fuck when you got your gallery show at your studio space, Colette said. Your face paled, blood turned to ice. What the fuck was she saying? You didn't care when it was the residency upstate, right? Colette continued. It was just dinner, wasn't it? You felt sick. Surely she couldn't mean, and Maggie didn't. I never asked you. Maybe not, but you still got it. You still live in this flat, and you're still coming to Paris this summer, so I don't want to hear a goddamn thing. Colette hefted her coat up both shoulders and left the kitchen again. Her parting words so damning you were surprised your sister didn't shatter. Instead, you were both frozen as the front door opened and shut. Colette had gone. You were looking at the kitchen door, hoping you could bring Colette back by sheer force of will. Wanted to chase after her, to stop her, to make her explain, and then a primal wail, a sound you'd never heard before, burst from Maggie's lips. Glass smashed against the wall. Red marred the white paint dripped down like bloody fingers inching toward the floor. Maggie had thrown the wine bottle. She held her head in her hands. You almost stood to do something, anything, to alleviate the unbearable pressure in your chest. Then your older sister sniffed and pulled her hands from her face, eyes dry. With an unnerving composure, Maggie grabbed a small porcelain dish from the counter and came back to the table, as if there weren't shards of glass on the floor, as if the wall wasn't stained, as if Colette had never been there. "Do you want Parmesan?" Maggie asked, gesturing to the dish. "Maggie, you tried. Don't," she cut you off. "Just don't. You didn't."
You've mentioned you do a lot of horror writing, mm-hmm. And you can definitely feel that in this piece. Especially, there's a line very close to the beginning where it's, you couldn't tell where Maggie ended and Colette began. And it's very, you have a lot of very visceral imagery in this piece.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad that comes across. definitely wanted, I mean, I feel like the piece is very emotional, but I did kind of want there, I mean, because I am a horror girly, I definitely wanted that to be the undertone of the piece, so.
You mentioned that this started out as an idea of a conversation. What was the creative process like from that point?
Honestly, it was really just sitting down and writing the lines of dialogue first, and then I kind of built everything else around that. So the piece that I read, the line about, you know, like, "Oh, you're such a hypocrite," that was actually, I think, the first piece that I came up with. And then from there, I don't know, I just kind of imagined, okay, well, in the time when I thought of it, I was washing dishes. So I was like, okay, what if it's set in a kitchen? And then I kind of went from there of like, you know, do I want them to be the only two people in the room, or do I want there to be a third person? And I kind of played around with, you know, different ways of framing it and how to start. And again, the way I landed was that I really wanted it to, you know, be told from a perspective that's not, you know, Maggie or Colette. And so it starts with, you know, the you character arriving to the apartment, and they could already hear the argument through the door. So that just immediate moment of stepping into the tension, I think, kind of set the tone for the, you know, culmination, which is that end conversation.
What are your goals then, kind of, as a writer?
I think, you know, broad scope, I would love if I could just be a writer full time. I think that's, you know, a lot of our dreams. But I think, you know, looking at more a creative canon of work, I do think that I fit really well, at least in this moment, in the horror genre. So I would love to, you know, maybe establish myself as a voice there. But I also, you know, really appreciate other genres, you know, just literary genre. But, you know, when I was a kid, I read a lot of fantasy. I didn't necessarily, you know, write a lot, but I was a huge also dystopian girl. So would love to, you know, at some point just have, I guess, the foundation and the freedom to really just explore, you know, whatever, wherever my heart takes me.
Thank you so much, Hannah.
Thank you. This was so great.
Awesome. I'm glad.
You can find Hannah's work along with all of the other stories and poems from amazing authors in the From Arthur's Seat anthology releasing on May 9th. The pre-order link is up now in our bio. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok, and don't forget to check out our website at www.fromarthurseat.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.